This is Louie and Jesse bringing you the tips. Radio is back and radio is the future, according to veteran television reporter Patrick Condren. Channel 7's state political reporter yesterday tweeted his support for Phoenix Radio here at the University of Southern Queensland, saying that for a professional and financially rewarding career, media students should, and I quote, aim for radio. Patrick Condren, welcome to Phoenix Radio Mornings with Louie and Jesse.
Good morning, Louie and Jesse. Veteran makes me sound very, very, very old. Yeah. And experienced, maybe, might be a better word to describe.
Yes, well, I did want to put in experience, but Louie insisted.
No, that's not how it happened.
I'll find out where you live, Louie.
Oh, please, no. I'm genuinely terrified. Anyway, naturally, we're happy to hear you say this. Can you expand on those thoughts for us? Why is radio the way to go?
Well, I think increasingly these days, radio is back to the future, as I said in that tweet yesterday. Radio has always been an immediate medium in terms of being able to take listeners to a location. For example, you can ring me here at Parliament House and we can be talking on the wireless immediately. If I wanted to do exactly the same thing for television, it would be an unwieldy and lengthy process. So you've got that immediacy with radio that I think is still very much a virtue for the medium. You've got the ability to do long-form interviews. Television is, particularly television news these days, is a one-trick pony that focuses on cheap mints more than anything else. But on radio, you've got an opportunity to expand on a particular issue. For example, I presume you guys are heavily involved in talking about the recycling issue that's presently kicking around at Ipswich.
Yes.
You've been paying attention.
You can. Please don't interrupt me when I'm talking.
Okay, sorry. My bad. Just did it again, though.
And again. And you can expand on an issue. So you can have different protagonists from different points of view, and you can create a whole segment around that. And you can delve a lot more deeply editorially into an issue than you can on the television news. Again, you know, you've got the immediacy. Television has come a long way when it comes to immediacy, but it's still an unwieldy brute of a beast. There's so many people in the chain to actually get a television piece to air, whereas you don't have those all those extra chiefs complicating things when it comes to radio. I think it's financially more rewarding in radio as well. There are, you know, there's plenty of million-dollar people, announcers in radio these days, whereas in television land, I think there's only one or two million-dollar people on the television. So there's it's the potential to be a lot more lucrative, and there's so many more outlets for radio, and you can connect better with your community than you can as a television reporter. So there's some of the thoughts that I had about radio. And from a personal perspective, I just love it. I think it's a terrific media. I know that during my days in radio, you know, you'd have some terrific fun talking about serious subjects and bailing up politicians and giving them plenty of stick. But also the fun topics, like, for example, should you put your doggy's doo-doo into your neighbour's bin? And, you know, people were genuinely outraged about that. The other night I was on with Kelly Higgins-Devine on the left wingers on the ABC, and we were talking about your favourite pub, and people from all over Queensland could call in and wanted to talk about their favourite pub. I think it's a terrific media.
Mm. So given that you said radio is back and it's now the future, was there ever a time where you thought radio would die out?
Never.
Never?
Never. You've been a solid supporter the whole way.
100%. And technically what I did say was back to the future.
Yes.
So that's clearly a reference to a movie that was around when I was a young bloke and you blokes have probably never seen.
Oh, please. How old do you think? It's a classic movie. Of course we've seen it.
It is a classic. And that's why I say it's back to the future. So, you know, radio has been around for a very, very long period of time. I'm sure Spencer Howson would be able to tell us exactly how long, the master blaster. But I think people are coming back to radio, and it might not necessarily be radio as you and I are talking about it now. It could be radio via podcasts. Mm. You know, podcasts are hugely popular, which is just another example of, you know, a radio segment being available to an audience when the audience wants it. And I just think, you know, it's got to be the future, because it has been so significant in the past. It's got to be the future. And it's, as I say, it's a terrific media that everyone can get to enjoy.
So you've done a wonderful job of explaining how radio has managed to maintain its relevance. But what do you think will happen to radio over the next 10 or 20 years?
Oh, well, if I had crystal balls, I'd be finding out what was going to win the third at Flemington on Saturday. I think the media in general is transforming and changing at such a rate. You know, traditional journalism is dead in the water. You know, there is very little editorial integrity left around these days. And I think it what happens to radio in the future will be largely influenced by the technology, how the technology changes. Now, when I first got into journalism 30-plus years ago, I walked into the Rockhampton Morning Bulletin, and there was a bank of four telex machines, and I thought to myself, shit, I've arrived. This is the dog's bollocks, as they say. Now I'm talking to you on a phone that is effectively a computer that has about a million times more uses than those four telex machines ever did. That's happened over, you know, the space of 30 years. So God only knows what's going to happen in the next 20 years in terms of the technology. But I think, you know, if as technology continues to become more and more and more and more accessible, I think you'll see radio continue to burgeon.
Yeah, so you've worked on radio and in TV. Which do you prefer? And given that you are currently employed in TV, would you like another radio job at some point in the future?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Well, you are definitely welcome at any time to come join us here at Phoenix Radio. You can co-host the morning shows with Jesse and Louis if you'd like that. But for now, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, you're getting rid of me now?
Yeah, go away.
Fair enough. Listen, fellas, good luck. Yeah. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks so much, Connor.
And stick to radio.
Yes.
Stick to radio. That's a good... We'll quote you on that, all right? Radio. We'll quote you.
Righto.
Thanks. Have a good one.
See ya.
That was Channel 7 state political reporter Patrick Condren with his thoughts on the future of media, specifically radio, which he says is looking very healthy. You're on Brisbane Youth Radio 1197 AM, digital radio and phoenixradio.com.au with Louis and Jesse.